As many as 30,000 Palestinians have flooded into Egypt through Gaza's Rafah crossing after explosions blew holes in the border fence. Many made the journey to shop for everyday supplies after Israel completely closed deliveries through the Strip's crossings last week. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak says he ordered his troops to allow Gazans to pour across the border because they were starving. Jackie Rowland reports.
The siege is broken. If Gaza is the biggest prison on the planet, this is the biggest jailbreak. Now that people have found a way out, there's no stopping them. It happened during the night. A series of explosions along the border brought the concrete blocks crashing down. The wall has fallen. These really are quite extraordinary scenes. It feels as if the whole of Gaza is flooding across the border into Egypt. This is what happens when you put people under unbearable pressure for a long time. Sooner or later, they have to break out. A day ago, it was no man's land. Now it's become a massive bazaar. The Egyptian border police just stand by and watch as people go on their shopping spree, bringing into Gaza everything that Israel has been keeping out. Like cement, for instance. Not a sack has come in for months. Now it's entering in cartloads. I'm going to build myself a new house, this man told us. You can't find cement in Gaza. Hamas forces too are taking advantage of the opening. Who knows what they're bringing in on the back of their trucks. The money changers didn't waste any time coming over to Gaza. All this shopping requires cash, lots of it. In a matter of seconds, Israeli shekels turn into Egyptian pounds. The Egyptian border town of Rafah has never seen anything like it. Palestinians crowding the forecourts of petrol stations. If Israel won't let them have fuel, they'll just come and get it from Egypt. The lines are so long you'd almost think the shop is giving stuff away. Nothing special on sale here, just everyday goods. But for the people of Gaza, it's like a treasure trove, and they're stuffing full every bag. The wall could not have been breached without at least the tacit agreement of the Egyptians. The question now, how long will the border remain open? Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, Rafah.
So let's get an idea of the geography here. Israel has cut off the Gaza Strip since the Hamas takeover in June last year. All the crossings out of Gaza are tightly controlled by Israel, and in the last few days have been closed completely. The best chance Gazans have of reaching the outside world is through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. The town of Rafah is effectively divided. Most of it lies within Gaza, and a small area is part of Egypt. Like the thousands of Palestinians who've crossed the border quite easily, our correspondent Amr Al-Kaki has travelled from the Egyptian side of the Rafah border into Gaza.
The situation here on the Rafah border is so fluid that it's very easy for anyone just to come across, so much so that in fact our Cairo correspondent Amr Al-Kaki has come into Gaza now. Amr, how difficult was it for you to get over the border?
It was very simple, very easy. It wasn't a problem at all. Since the collapse of this demarcation line, the wall, the fence here, it's been very, very easy to cross for anybody, either side, both ways, and no problems.
Now, it's interesting because 24 hours earlier, Egyptian border police in full riot gear prevented Palestinians from getting through the border gate. What's changed so much in 24 hours?
I think that Egyptians couldn't stand anymore to accept the accusations of starving the Gazans here who are sieged, who are besieged here. They couldn't do anything. President Mubarak called Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and he called Defense Minister Ehud Barak, and the best that he could get out of that was few fuel trucks that went to partially make the electricity station in Gaza be empowered. Yet, they tried to send 40 trucks of food and medical aid yesterday. They were returned from Kerem Shalom crossing point, and that's why most probably the Egyptians couldn't resist the influx of Palestinians after they, of course, bombed the fence and they can't stand to be accused of stopping them and then firing at them or shooting at them. They are, after all, Arab brothers.